Be'ezras Hashem, B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moir of David Tzvi ben of Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Zion. And we left off on the third line. Amar Rabbi Avo. We left off. Beautiful, beautiful Gemara is coming up in today's daf as we approach the Chag of Shavuos. So good morning to Avram David. Good to see you early in the morning here. Avram David, we were at a wedding together last night. Dr. Joe, Tzvika, Shlomo David, Chana Chanach Yisrael, Moshe, Mordechai, Harav Eliezer, Dov, and David Yoshua, and Gershon Eitan will be joining us shortly on the Zoom. And Reuven from Harrisburg. There he is, Gershon Eitan. We already welcomed you this morning, Gershon Eitan. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avo, Lo'olam Ayate, Adam Eim, Yisrael, Sok Beso. Rabbi Avo said a person should not be too angry in his home. He shouldn't put too much fear in his home. Shari Adam Gadol, Hitalim, Yisrael, Sok Beso. There was a certain rabbi who his home, he was too tough in his home, he got too angry. Ve'he'echiluhu davar gadol. And they made it, and he ended up eating a terrible davar iser. He ate something usser. We'll see in a minute what it was. Umana Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel. Who was this? It was Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel. The Gemara names him. Oh, it's pretty intense. It says Gemara, he'echilu salkadat? What? Because he got angry at home? So they made him mamish eat a treif object, good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. They made him eat something treif. Says the Gemara, that's against what we know. Hashta behemten shel tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takal al yadam. Even an animal of a tzadik, Hashem wouldn't cause to do an aveira. Tzadikim atzman lo kol shekein. So a tzadik himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be machshil him. He's going to be machshil him to do an aveira just because he gets angry. He's going to cause him to do an aveira. By achilas iser. Says the Gemara, Ella, no, what does this mean? Bikshu l'achilu davar gadol. He almost ate something awesome. Not that he actually ate it, but he almost ate it. And what was that? What's that davar gadol that he almost ate? Avram and Achai. Wow. He almost ended up eating a live animal. What happened? His servants shechted an animal and they lost one of the pieces of the animal. And they were so scared that the master, the rabbi, would get angry at them that they quickly ripped off the piece of animal from another animal, from a live animal. So they almost gave it to him. They brought it to him, but maybe he was saved before he actually ended up eating it. Now, we learned before that when you write psukim, you have to do sirtut on a klaf. You have to put like these lines, these incisions on the klaf. Shalach lemar ukfa l'rabbi Elazar. So Mar ukfa asked Rabbi Elazar a question about sirtut. B'nei adam ha'omdim alai. Uviyadi l'masreim l'malchus. Let's say there are Jews who curse me out and they annoy me. They bother the heck out of me. And I could be malshin them. I could give them over to the non-Jewish government. Mahu. Is that an appropriate thing to do, that these people who are showing a lack of derech eretz to me, a lack of kavod, they're annoying, can I turn them into the authorities? Sirtate v'kasavle. So Rabbi Elazar wrote him an answer based on a pasuk, and when he answered with a pasuk, he actually made these indentations in the klaf when he answered him. And he wrote down the following pasuk in Tehillim. Amarti eshmer adrachai mechato bilshoni. David HaMelech says, I'm going to watch my ways and I'm not going to sin with my tongue. Eshmer alafi machsom, ba'od rasha l'negdi. I'm going to put a machsom, right? You know, in Israel you have a machsom, it's like a checkpoint. I'm going to close up my mouth even though a wicked person is standing in front of me. Afal pisha rasha l'negdi, eshmer alafi machsom. Even though there is a wicked person in front of me, I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm not going to give him over to the authorities. And the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel HaMazik writes, based on this pasuk, Perches Halachates, it's usur for a Jew to give over another Jew in the hands of the non-Jewish authority, whether he gives him over physically or an issue of money. And even if he was a rush or balaveros, and even if he was annoying the daylights at it. And yet, in another halacha over there, that's halacha tes. And in halacha yud aleph, the Rambam writes a different halacha. Anyone who annoys the tzibur, who's annoying to the tzibur, and his mitzar causes tzar and pain to the tzibur, you are allowed to give him over to the non-Jewish authorities. And not only that, you're allowed to punish him and hit him and penalize him and put a fine on him. And all the commentaries on the Rambam say, where is the source of the Rambam to distinguish between a person who's annoying an individual versus a person who's annoying the tzibur? And the Chasam Sofer writes that we're going to have to say that the source of this Rambam is from this Gemara, from our sugya in Gittin Dav Zayin. Because Rabbi Lazar gave an Eitzah to Mar Ukva that we're going to see in a moment in the Gemara. He gave an Eitzah to Mar Ukva that what he could do to deal with this guy is to wake up early in the morning and learn, and stay up late at night learning. We'll see that on the next line of the Gemara. And that's shayach for a yachid, but not for a tzibur, because, you know, tzibur's not going to appoint one person to do that. So that's the answer, as we'll see in the very next line of the Gemara. Let's see the next line. Maybe I said it dropped too early. Shalach lei, so Mar Ukva sent back to Belazar. Very nice, you're telling me to shut my mouth. But the guy is annoying the daylights out of me. I can't survive. Shalach lei, kometzar lei tuva. I can't go on like this. I can't live my life. These people are harassing me, annoying me, yelling at me. They're not letting me live. Shalach lei. So he said, okay, I have another pasuk for you. Dom Lashem v'hischol alo. Dom Lashem. Now there's three explanations what the word dom means. Either means just be quiet or wait, or as we'll see in a minute, a third shot. Wake up early when the sun is still out. Like I woke up this morning. I was on the bike this morning at 5:30. I went with the Talmud this morning outdoors, 5:30, 6:30. It's geschmack, gorgeous. Dom Lashem. Except the Gemara is telling you don't wake up to go biking. Wake up early like we do. Dom Lashem. We'll see in a second. Wake up early in the morning to learn Torah. Wake up early in the morning to learn, or stay up late at night. V'hu yapilam l'cha chalalam chalalam. And Hashem will take care of them. Wake up early in the morning and daven. Others say it means wake up. Some say wake up. We'll see in a minute. Let's see in the Gemara. Hashkim v'har v'lem l'beis ha-medrash. Wake up early in the morning and learn Torah in the morning and stay up late at night learning. V'hin kolen me'elehem. And they will be finished off on their own. Tosfos writes that the word dom is a reference to waking up early in the morning for the dimdume chama. The dimdume chama, wake up early when the sun is red. That's what it looked like this morning at 5:30. Vasikin. Meaning when the sun is adom, says Tosfos over here. Do a maskal. Hashkem. Take a look at the third Tosfos on the page. Hashkem v'harev. Darish dom kmo dimdume chama. Avagav d'omar b'bava kama ha-moser dino l'shamayim hu nenash tchila. Ha'omar hani milu d'islay dina ba'ara. Inami ha... So I, the Gemara, says you shouldn't do this. Gemara says, no, that's if you could have gone to court. If you could take him to court, so take him to court. Inami hashkem aleim lebeis ha-medrish ka'omar lasak b'toyro. Doesn't mean to daven that they should die. You're not allowed to daven against them. But to go learn Torah, says Torah, Tatosa, is that you're allowed to do. V'hein kolen me'aleim. And you're not going to have to do anything. Hadavar yotzim impi Rabbi Lazar. These words came out of the mouth of Rabbi Lazar. Unisanu l'gneva b'kolar. That was the guy's name who was annoying the daylights out of Morocco. There was a Jew named Gneva, very appropriately named. Gneva, and they, and what happened is he just woke up early and went to Beis Medrash, and that was it. They took the guy away. They took him away in shackles. They took him away in chains. And they took him out to be killed. Gneva was a Talmud of Rav. And we'll see later on in the Gemara, Lamed Aleph and Samach Beis, that Gneva quoted, this Rabbi Gneva quoted a lot of statements of Rav. And the Gemara later on says that Rav Chist and Rav Huna were sitting and Gneva walked by them. And Rav Chista said they should stand up for him because he was a big Talmud Chacham. And Rav Huna refused to stand up for him because he was a Baal Machloikas. He's a Baal Machloikas. And Rashi explains over there that it's referring to this Gemara, that he annoyed the daylights out of Mar Ukva. And he ended up being killed by the government. Even though he's a big Talmud Chacham, but if you annoy other Talmud Chachamim, So he ended up getting killed by the government. Wow. Okay, another story that has to do with Sirtut, making the lines when you write Psukim. Ah, this is going back to the end of Saita. Saita Memches, the last daf in Saita, about not listening to music nowadays. So there it said in the Mishnah that after the Sanhedrin stopped, they couldn't control the music in the bars and by the parties, so they made a decree, no more music with wine. Now here the Gemara doesn't sound like that. That's why you explained it. But some of the Rishonim Rashi here says, no, this is also referring to music in the bars. Other Rishonim, I think I mentioned there, the Meiri, I think, said not that way. It's Tzvei Dinim. That's a din, nothing to do with the Churban. That's because we're afraid you're going to get carried away with the music when you're drinking. But this is a din in Avelos after the Churban, all singing, even not in the bars. But that's not the way Rashi and Tosis learn here. So Sholchalei L'Marukva, the Esra L'Marukva, Zimra Minolon De'Aser. How do you know you're not allowed to sing, period, after the Beis HaMikdash? Now Rashi and Tosis say means with wine. But simple pshat, he's not with wine. Right, Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva about this. Arachayim Chelak Alav Simen Kuf Samach Vav. He's very machmir. Ramosha Feinstein is very machmir about singing. Tosis over here says at a wedding is okay. Take a look at the Tosis, the very next Tosis, fifth Tosis. Zimran Minolan De'Aser, spiritual kudrus, Rashi explains, L'shor Beis HaMishtos. The Gemara never says it's in a party house, in a bar where you're drinking. It just says, Zimran Minolan De'Aser. How are you not allowed to sing, period, after the Churban? There's an issue to get too happy, so you're not allowed to sing after the Churban. Unbelievable. So Rashi says it means at a wedding. Well, not a wedding. At a party that's not a mitzvah. We'll see in a minute. Any party that's not a mitzvah, or a bar. Tavern, you're not allowed to sing. You'll see the Gemara implies it. The Saita. Oh, Tosis quotes Memches and Saita, the last daf. Second to the last daf. Tanan, Misha Batla Sanhedrin, Batal Shir. It's a Mishnah. The Beis HaMishtos. Shemar Bashir Lo Yishtu Yain. The Roy Lahachmir Bechayotze. The Ahu Be Yushalmi. The Havikoyim Vidomich. Be Zimra Shemis Anig Be Yose. The Gemara tells the story that singing, if it gets you too happy, then it's not a good idea to sing at all, Tosis says, even not in the bar. V'shir shel mitzvah shari, kigon b'shas chuppah she'osan sameh chosin v'kala, says Tosis, but even Rav Moshe agrees to that. Singing at a wedding is okay. But aside from a wedding, Rav Moshe Feinstein just stopped to listen to music. Rav Moshe is very against it, live music. To listen to live music, and certainly not when you're drinking.
Rav Moshe shel simcha, would it potentially include a kumzitz?
Kumzitz? Okay, Shir Shal Simcha is a kumzitz. We're doing it to be Misayra. Misayra, Bavadai. Okay. Okay. Yeah, unlike my son-in-law who sat upstairs, who said that from Lopiansky, that the only thing a kumzitz ever inspired was another kumzitz.
Okay.
Azayzak, my son-in-law. He said, and I was sitting there, and he said, of course, I don't mean to say a kumzitz that my father-in-law runs. He said he tried to cover himself a little bit so I wouldn't write him out of the Yerusha. But not that there's such a big Yerusha coming from me, but Lamaisa.
It leads to another kumzitz, because if it's tefillah and it's simcha, then it leads to another
tefillah, right, tefillah, yeah.
So then all the time,
good, the kumzitz should lead to another kumzitz, okay. Gevaldik, I'm asking to you. Yeah, my son is a little bit of a brisker, a little bit of a litvak. Okay, anyway. So says the Gemara. So Shalach L'Marukva, Zimra Minol Dasar, how do you know you're not allowed to sing after the Churban? So Sirt it because of Lo. So he wrote, he etched into the document and wrote to him, Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ba'am Ka'am. Don't rejoice too much, like the Goyim. Like the Goyim sing in the taverns. And the bars. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein explaining this. Explains this drasha. V'lishna chlei mihacha, why don't you quote the other pasuk? Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Yemar sheichar l'shoysav. You shouldn't drink when you're singing. Yimai yav min hanami l'zimra dimana. If you had that pasuk, I would have thought only with a instrument you're not allowed to hear. Avol depumashar, but just to sing a song without instruments is okay. Kamashwan that no, after the Churban it's even us to just stop to sing a song, the Gemara says. Wow. Okay, so we spoke about this already at the end of Sota. Amalei Rav Huna bar Nosson l'Rav Ashi, my dechsev. What's meant by the pasuk in Yoshua? This is another proof to the fact that if people are annoying you, it's good to just take it and be quiet. I have a sign up in my office about this. One of the teachers gave me a present. We used to learn together in the morning, early in the morning. Before I did the Daf Yom, I had another chabur. We used to learn early in the morning. 5:15, we used to have a chabur. For about 15 years, I had a chabur at 5:15 in the morning. So one of the guys, David Mark, used to come to the chabur. So we learned this gemara. It's actually in Gittin, I think. I think it's in a few places. I think it's in Gittin. Hane'elovim ve'enan olvim. Shomin cherpasan ve'enan mishivin. Right? Hane'elovim ve'enan olvim. That it's good to suffer abuse and not abuse people back. If people abuse you, as a principle, it's a very important thing to know. That if people get mad at you, just take it. Don't get mad back. I think I told you this story. A few weeks ago, somebody wrote me one of the most inappropriate emails in the history of my 26 years as a principal. One of the most inappropriate. It doesn't usually happen anymore. It doesn't happen. Like, really, people don't. People are very respectful. 99.9% of people, very, very, I find very, very respectful. I don't have the horror stories of most people. But a few weeks ago, it happened. And like, I wrote back, I think I told you this in this year. I wrote back a scathing email, destroying the person, taking every line, showing this is a lie, everyone. And I didn't hit send, I hit delete, and I was so proud of myself. I did not send the email. Instead, I responded as follows. I said, what number can I reach you at? And I called the guy, and on the phone, you know what, people read an email. On the phone, it was a totally different ballgame. He wasn't even so upset. It was a whole different thing. We spoke the thing out, and I told him what he wanted to hear, and it was finished. And instead of making a fight, the guy would never talk to me again in my life. I just called him up and said, you know, yeah, you're right. Basically, you're just, you know, and it was, and since that's what the Gemara is saying over here. So I'm a layer of Huna Barav Nelson Luravashi. My dechsev kina v'dimona v'ad oda. It's three cities in Yoshua. So he asked Rav Nosson Rashi, so he answered him, oh, so Rav Ashi answered him, Masvasa deris yisrael kachashim. Oh, it's cities in Israel. Amalei, Rav Huna bar Nosson asked Rav Ashi, I didn't need you to tell me that. Atu anol lo yedad de masvasa deris yisrael kachashim. You think I didn't know that these Pukim Yeshua were talking about cities in Israel? Ella, let me explain to you what I was asking you. Rav Gvia may Argiza, this Rav Gvia came from the town of Argiza, Amar Bataima, he had a drusha on these cities to darshan them. They're like extra. The Mefarshim say that these words are extra. Kol sheyesh lo kina al chaveiro, anyone who's angry at your friend because he annoyed you, v'domeim, and you're quiet about it, v'ad oda. Shoychen ad oselodin. If a guy's annoying you and you don't respond and you're quiet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of that guy. Amalei, so Rav Ashi said to him, Elamayato, what is he darshan from? Tziklag umidamona v'sansona. Another three weirdly named cities in Eretz Yisrael that are over there in Yeshua. What is he darshan from that? Hachinami, would he also darshan there? Amalei, he have a Rav Gvi b'Argiza, hacha have Amar Batama. Yeah, if Rav Gvi would be here, he would say something about that as well. And actually another Amora had a drush on that. Rav Acham b'Chzomar hachi, he said like this, anyone who has a taina on his friend that he's stealing from his business, you have a taina like your friend opened up a competing pizza shop right across the street, the domim, and you're quiet, you don't say anything about it, shochin basne oselodin, the one who dwelled in the snack, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry about it. You take the high road, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. This is such an important lesson in life. Don't get into it with the guy. If the other person's wrong, don't call him out. You be quiet, take the high road, don't respond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. 99 out of 100 times that I've witnessed this. Some of the principals have discussions sometimes. That guy's doing inappropriate recruiting. He's doing inappropriate recruiting. He's offering money to people. He's accepting kids before the deadline. Don't get involved. You follow the rules, you take the high road, 99 out of 100 times, the Rabbanu Shalom will take care of it. And in the 1 out of 100 he doesn't, because you deserve to have it taken care of. Not taken care of. Ah, Amalei Resh Kalusa L'Rav Huna. Klila Minalon Da'aser. So we had this in the end of Sota also. How do you know that after the Churban, a chassan is not allowed to wear a particular type of crown? Amalei, but Pumos, we said, Midrabana. So Rav Huna answered, there's an Issa Drabana we learned in the end, the last daf in Sota. Disnan, last daf in Sota. But Pumos Shal Aspasianus Gazru Atars Chassanim Valha Irus. And on this bell, some say the Irus is a bell, some say the Irus is a tambourine. Adahachi, come Rav Huna Lafnuye. Rav Huna went to go to the bathroom. Sounds like a shtickle TMI. Could have said he just left, but the Gemara says he went to go to the bathroom. So Rav Chista was now alone. He was there. Amalei Rav Chista. So now that his Rebbe was gone, Rav Chista could give his own pshat to the Reish Galusa. Kroksiv. Now, you don't need what my Rebbe said to this Rabban. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk from the Navi. Koam Hashem Elokim. Haser ha-mitznefes v'harim ha-atara. Get rid of the mitznefes, the hat, and get rid of the crowns from the chasanim. Zos lo zos. We'll see in a minute what that means. Hashpala hagbei. The one who was low was elevated, Vagavoa Hishpil, and the one who was high got knocked down. V'chima'inim mitznefes, etzalatara. Why is the big day kahuna, the Kohen Gadol's mitznefes, the head covering of the Kohen, what does it have to do with a crown, which is the king? Elomalach, bezmanshim mitznefes, b'rosh Kohen Gadol, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, atara b'rosh kaladim. Then you're allowed to have a crown on the head of a chassan. Nistalka mitznefes, b'rosh Kohen Gadol. Once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, nistalka atara b'rosh kaladim. So the chassanim had to take off the crowns. Now, Rav Huna came back from the bathroom and he overheard what his Talmud was saying, that he disagreed with him. Adach yasa Rav Huna ashkechina davi yasve. Amalei, ha-elokim. He swore by the name of Hashem. Midrabanan. No, you got the pasuk wrong, Rav Chista. It's an issa derabanan. Elo chista shmach v'chazdoin milach. But the kasha you ask on the pasuk is actually a very good kasha. But I disagree with you. It's a din derabanan. You don't need the pasuk. Ravina ashkechina mar baravashi. Ravina found Mar Baravashi. David Godel Klilul Barte. He was braiding a crown of Hadassim for his daughter for her chasna. Amalei lo sovel amar. Hasem mitznefes zaharim atara. Don't we hold that you're not allowed to have a crown on the chasna, you're not allowed to have a crown on the kala? Amalei dumya de kohen gadol begavre. No. It's like a kohen gadol. Only the men are allowed to have a crown. Aval benashe lo. But the women are still allowed to have the crown. And according to the maskan of the Tur in the Beis Yosef, all types of crowns for chassanim are usur, whether it's like Rashi, that it's mamash a crown, or like Tosfos says, it's actually a chuppah, that a special chuppah that the chassan would stand underneath. The Gemara in Saita says, they made a gzera nataras kalos. And on the base, the Gemara says it means ir shel zav, the golden city of Jerusalem, a certain type of ornament they would wear on their heads, on their foreheads. And there was a picture of Yerushalayim on it in gold. And according to that, all the other crowns, like of Hadassim, would be mutter. The Torah quotes the Ramban and the Torah Sa'adam. It's lav davki Yerushal Zav. All crowns made out of gold or silver. And even made out of Hadassim are aser. However, a crown that's made out of other things, even if it has a little bit of gold and silver, is mutter. And the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, is not sure. Is he matir gold and silver if it's not made out of the main crown? The Mishnah Berurah writes, some people cover over the kala with a hinuma, which has some gold and silver in it, and some say that the kala's covering should not have any gold and silver because of this. So the Mishnah Berurah says maybe you shouldn't have any gold and silver on the kala shouldn't wear any gold and silver. Ah, because of the churban. I think some men are also makbid not to have, let's say, jewelry, like cufflinks and stuff at the chasana. Okay. My zos lo zos. What's meant in that pasuk by zos lo zos? Dar shar avira. Zimnin amal le mishmei de ravami. Vizimnin amal le mishmei de ravasi. Bishash amar kodesh baruch hu Yisrael. Hasar amit stefes vahari mara Torah. When Klai Yisrael said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, there's going to be no Kohen Gadol and no more king with a crown. Amar lo chashas na HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shalom. Coincidence. This is what you're going to do to Klai Yisrael that said by Har Sinai Nasev Nishma Amalehen. Yeah, they said Nasev Nisham, but they also put an idol inside the Beis HaMikdash. They made the high low and they made the low high. Darash Rav Avira, Zimna Nomala, Mishmei the Ravi Amazin, Lam Shmei the Ravasi, Maidachsiv, Koma Hashem, Im Shlemim, Vichin Rabim, Vichin Nagozu, Vavar Gomer, Im Shlemim, Im Roa Adam Shem Zanosav, Mitzum Tzamim. If you see that you don't have enough money to live, what's an Eitzah to become rich? Yasa Mehen Staka. That's what we said. What's an Eitzah to become rich? Give Tztaka. V'chol Shekin K'shem Merubin, Kavachom, when you have a lot of money, you should give Tztaka. My v'chein ha-gozu v'avar tanda v'shmol kol ha-gozis min chas v'osim et tztaka. A person who shaves off of his money and gives the tztaka nitzal midina shel gehenim. Person who gives tztaka will be saved from gehenim. Mashal shtei richlesh ha-gobis b'mayim. It's like you compare this to two sheep that were swimming in the water. V'ach z'gzuza v'ach z'gzuza. One has a lot of hair, one of them still had its hair left on. G'zuza avar, the one that has its hair shaved off will pass easily through the river because the wool won't hold it back. But if it still has its wool, it's not going to go. So if you shave off of your money, you'll be saved from Gehenim. And what's the end of the pasuk? V'inisich lo anech od. V'inisich. I'm a mezrach. Afilu ani amispais v'na tztaka. Even a poor person who's getting tztaka, yaset tztaka. Wow. He too should give tztaka. So the Rambam passes that way Mount Nasaniyim, but the Kesef Mishnah says the source is our Gemara. And how much like they have to give? The Rambam writes, a third of a shekel per year. Bava Basra on Daf Test, the Gemara learns this from Pasuk in Nechemiah. And it's also Pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch that way, that even an honor who's been paying tzedakah should give a little tzedakah. However, the Rambam quotes in the Torah that no, your money comes to everybody else, and a poor person should not give tzedakah unless you have your own money. It's contradiction to our suya. Our Hashulchan answers depends. The regular basic mitzvah stock of a third of a shekel a year, that's a chov on everybody, even if you're poor. However, as far as giving maaser of your money, or a fifth or a tenth, that if you're poor, you're exempt from giving maaser. You don't have enough money for yourself, so you're exempt from giving maaser. Back in the Gemara, lo a'anech o, Tani Rav Yosef, shuvin man lo simani anius. Pasuk says, a person who's poor who gives tztaka, that'll be the way to get out of your poverty. By giving tztaka, you'll give out of your poverty. Wow. Rabbi Yudomer, me'rekem le'mizrach u'me'ako le'tzafon v'ako k'tzafon. Says Gemara, le'mein v'da'ako le'tzafon v'eretzel kaima. Is this true that Akko is in the north of Israel? We have a contradiction to this from a Tosefta. Uruminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. Hoye mahalach me'ako le'chsiv. If you were traveling northward on the eastern border of Israel, from Akko northward to Ksiv, you see right away, Akko is not the north. You're traveling from Akko to Ksiv on the north. Mimino le mizrach haderech tmeya mishamaret amin. To your right, outside of Israel, is Chutzlaret, so it has Tumas Eretz Amimin. Right? We know that in Chutzlaret, the rabbis decreed a Tumah. Everyone's considered to be tmei meis midrabanan in Chutzlaret. Upatur min amayisur min hashviyis. And you're exempt from Ma'aser and Shviyas because it's Chutz La'aretz. Achi Yivadol Chashi Chayevis. Unless you know a certain place that the path goes a little bit to the left, and therefore, it's you're really Chayev. In Trumas and Ma'asers. Mismolo Lamarov, but on the western side of that path, Haderech Lamarov, Haderech Tahor Mishmer Tamim, so it's in Eretz Yisrael. So this is the eastern border. So you see, Akko is on the eastern border. Utar b'shem Eretz Amim. And you are exempt. There's no Tumas Eretz Amim because it's Eretz Yisrael. The Chayav is Ma'aseh B'shiyas. And you Chayav, it's in Eretz Yisrael. Ajiv Ad L'chashi Ptura. Unless you know that the path goes to the right and therefore it's Pater. Says Gemara, Ad Heichon, Ad Ksiv. How far north? All the way to Ksiv. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosef Omer Shem Aviv ad Livlevo. But either way, when you go north from Akko, you're still in Israel. So how can you tell me Akko is the northernmost border of Israel? Answer is the Gemara. Amar Abaye Ritzua Nafka. No. Akko is the northern border of Israel. Akko is the north. But there's a tiny strip of land that goes northward from Akko to Ksiv. Akko is the northern boundary. of the whole Israel. But there's a tiny little path that cuts out of Akko that goes northward to Ksiv. And we're saying on that board, to the right is in Israel, but to the right is outside of Israel. To the left, since this strip goes out a little bit, to the left is Israel. Ask the Gemara, V'yarev Tana Simon Hachi? Does the Tana really give a simon just based on a strip of land? Answer the Gemara, yes, in, yes. Kronam Yoav Simon. Sometimes the Pasuk also gives a simon to a boundary just based on a narrow path. That the narrow path itself is the boundary. Dichsiv, like the Pasuk says in Shoftim, at the end of the story of Pelegish Begiva. And yesterday I didn't tell you the whole story about Pelegish Begiva. I just want to give you a 2-minute synopsis as what this terrible story about Pelegish Begiva was. But first let's read in Shoftim, the Pasuk in Shoftim, at the end of the whole story. When there were 200 men left without wives, because Klal Yisrael swore not to let any of their daughters marry people from Binyamin. So they gave them an Eitzah that they should grab women from the city of Shiloh. On the east side of the path that goes from Beis El to Shechem. Uminegav Lulavona. So you see, Mizrach HaShemesh is to the Mesila. The Mesila is just a path. Amar Rav Papa leMizrach HaShem Mesila. It's on the east side of the path. So what was the story of Pelegish Begiva? So there was a guy who had a Pelegish, a concubine, and he got very angry. We saw he got very angry at the concubine. Well, because she served him soup that had either a hare in it or a fly in it. We learned this yesterday. And she ran away from him back to her father's house, and he went back and got her. He treated her very inappropriately throughout the whole story. And they were on the way. She went back and got her. They're on the way. They went through a town, and they were very tired. They needed a place to lodge, and nobody was inviting them in. So finally, one older guy invited them in, and the people of the town were very angry because they didn't want to have any guests in the town. So they banged down the doors like a stone, said, "Give her to us, give her to us." And he threw her at her, and they raped her the whole night long. And he came out in the morning. He went to sleep. He had no problem. And he came out in the morning. He saw her like basically dying, and dead in the front door after they had raped her the whole night long. And he cut up her body. The husband cut up her body in 12 pieces and sent them out to the 12 tribes. And it caused a massive war in Klal Yisrael against Binyamin. How could people not have helped out this girl and this husband? They didn't give him any lodging, and they raped his concubine the whole night long. So a massive war happened, and lots of people of the Jews were killed, and lots of people of Binyamin were killed. It's a terrible story called Pelegish Begiva. It was the town of Giva. That was the town that did not give this man any hospitality. Okay. Now, new story. Tanachada. We learned in one brisa, Hamevi get besfina. Let's say you have a get on a boat in a river of Israel. Is that called in Israel? It's floating on the water, but it's not on the land. Is that called in Israel? So one brisa says, Hamevi get besfina, kamevi beretz Yisrael. Even though it's not on dry land, it's like you're in Israel. V'tani idach kamevi b'chutz la'aretz. No. That if you bring a get that was written on a boat in Israel, that's like a get in chutz la'aretz. Am rabbi yirmi l'kasha, ha rabbi d'rabbanan, samachlog z'rabbi d'rabbanan. This not. Because you don't have the mission l'chala. Afar chutz la'aretz abav besfina la'aretz. Let's say you have dirt in a boat, and that is made out of earthenware, but the boat is in Eretz Yisrael. The dirt is in the chutz la'aretz, but the boat is in Eretz Yisrael. On the water, and you planted in this dirt, and stuff grew on the boat with the dirt of chutz la'aretz, but it grew in Eretz Yisrael on the river. Chayv ma'aser b'shvias. So you're chayv in ma'aser. Amar Yehuda, emes avzan shmina go sheshes. That's only if the boat is touching the ground. Aval ein asina go sheshes. But Rabbi Yehuda says if the boat is floating on water and it's not on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, potter, it's not considered to be in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, Tanakama says the water is considered Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says the water is not Eretz Yisrael. Amar Abai, no. I'll give you a different answer. Hava ha Rabbi Yehuda hi. Really, both prices that say if you write a get on the waters of Yehuda. Lokasha. Kam bizman she'ena sfina gosheshes. Why do we say it's chutz laretz if the sfina is not dragging on the ground? Kan bizman she'asfina gosheshes. And when do we say that the get that you don't have to say b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam? If the boat is dragging on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you don't have to say b'fana nechtam b'fana nechtam. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Otzitz Nokov Hamunach Agabi Yisedos. Let's say you have a flower pot with a hole in it and stuff growing in it, and it's 2 feet off the ground. What about the air of Eretz Yisrael? Is the air of Eretz Yisrael like it's growing in Eretz Yisrael? So you have your flower pot, something growing in it with a hole in it, but it's elevated off the ground on Yisedos, on pegs. Barnu l'machlokes, Yehuda Rabbanan, Marsing says, same machlokes, on the airspace is the same as being on the water. Says the Gemara, really? It's the same machlokas? No. I'm a Rabbi Dumaloi. No, Rabbi says maybe it's not the same machlokas. Ad kamal karmi huda hasam. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say ela besvina? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that you're not an Eretz Yisrael when you're on the water? Because the svina is moving around. Asuy levroach. It's moving around, so it's not on the land of Israel. It's not set, and therefore, if it's not touching the ground, it's not in Israel, and you're pater in trumas and maestras. But a flower pot that's staying in one place, lo, maybe it is chayiv and trumas and maestros, even if it's not touching the ground. Inami says the Gemara, you could say the opposite svara. Ad kam kam rabban hasam. Why do rabbanan say that a boat, something growing in a boat, is like it's in Israel, even if it's not touching the ground? Ela besvina de lo mafsik avira. There's no airspace in between. It's on the water, and the water is touching the ground. So it's like it's touching the ground. Demaya kiara smichta dummy. Because water is just like elevated land. It's like it's on the land. Aval atzitz, mifsa kavira. But in atzitz, where there's airspace in between, maybe it's not considered to be growing in the land of Israel. And therefore it's not chayim and trumas and maestros. Givaldik. Rabbi Isai, everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for coming. Have an awesome day. You too, Ruben from Harrisburg. Great to have Ruben from Harrisburg here today with us.